This podcast of Martini Shot is a production of KCRW Santa Monica and KCRW.com. Support for KCRW podcasts comes from the Southern California Lexus dealers.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. A friend of mine just signed a big deal at a studio. Now, he's deserved one for years. He's a talented, funny writer, but even more, he's a born showrunner. But he hasn't had the best luck. You know, he worked at some shows that never quite caught on, and his timing in the business wasn't so lucky. He missed the big bonanza overall deal years of the 90s. And so when I read in the trades that he had landed a big multi-year contract, I felt a strange, odd, unfamiliar sensation. I was happy for him. And I mean actually happy, not pretend happy, not send him a basket of muffins happy or furiously work the keys of my calculator happy, trying to prove to myself that my deals back then were better than his deal now. Not strained, cheerful-voiced happy. You know, I guess that's good for him. I mean, I don't know about the studio. I mean, he hasn't ever really created a show, but, you know, whatever. It's all good. I'm happy for him. No, honestly, I was genuinely happy that something good happened to someone I like. I know. Weird, huh? And this was a real verifiable emotion, too, not some kind of neurological event or tiny stroke, because I went to the emergency room and I had that checked out. And it turns out, blood in the brain sac-wise or imperceptible nerve damage-wise, I'm okay. But it still doesn't explain why, for some reason, I'm no longer affected by the Hollywood "I'm not really happy for you" virus. Now, maybe it's the yoga, or maybe it's the book I just finished, written by an old college friend of mine, Keith Ferrazzi. It's called Never Eat Alone, and part of his credo is, in order to succeed at business and at life, you have to be willing to do things for people without also thinking about what they can do for you in return. I know, weird, huh? So I called up my friend. I said, "Hey, listen. I just read about your deal in the trades, and I want to say congratulations. I think it's great that you got this deal. You've deserved one for a long time, and I'm really happy for you." "What's that supposed to mean?" he asked. And I repeat to him what I said, and it takes him a few go-rounds to really believe me. "Listen," he says, "don't take this the wrong way, but have you seen a doctor about this?" And I tell him I've had it all checked out, and finally, he accepts my congratulations and good wishes at face value. "Well," he says, "thanks, I guess." And we hang up. But an hour or two later, he calls again. "Seriously, though," he says, "was that a bit? Is that some kind of deadpan thing?" "I was just calling to congratulate you," I say. "I know you've been waiting for a big deal for a long time, and it's almost happened a few times before, and I was happy that it, you know, it finally happened." "Finally," he says. "Yeah, you know what I mean. So you think I'm lucky, is that it? You're congratulating me for being lucky, not for being good, right?" "Hey, I'm congratulating you for being both." "You're sick," he says. "You know that? You just can't be happy for someone, can you? You know, that's sad. It's sad that a guy who's had a good career and made some money and is now at the, you know, let's be honest, the tail end of it, winding down, string almost run out, ready for arrest. You just can't let it go, can you? The bitterness, the toxic competitiveness." The tail end of it," I ask. "What's that supposed to mean?" "I think you know," he says, and hangs up. But, you know, it was nice to share some good feelings with a fellow writer in the entertainment industry. And, you know, when you really get out a calculator and crunch the numbers, my deals back then were much better than his deal now. But, you know, whatever. Well, that's it for this week. Next week, we'll go on Craigslist. For KCRW, this is Rob Long with Martini Shot.
This podcast of Martini Shot is a production of KCRW Santa Monica and KCRW.com. Support for KCRW podcasts comes from the Southern California Lexus dealers.